We're doing Mein Yaakov, we're on page Chaf Bet. And what we had seen is a quote, Kol mi she'efshar limchot me'anshei beito ve'lo micha, nitpas al anshei beito. If someone has the capacity to correct the behavior of his family, and he does not, then he is held accountable for their behavior. And we said, this teaches us 2 points. It teaches us our responsibility, but it also teaches us that we have to recognize when we cannot affect, because there's a condition here. If you can affect their behavior, you're held accountable, with a clear message that you won't always be able to affect. Be'anshei iro, the quote continues and says, if one can affect the behavior of the people of his city, nitpas al anshei iro. So then he's held accountable for that. Bechol ha'olam kulo. If you can affect the behavior of everyone in the world, nitpas al kol ha'olam kulo. Now, this quote brings us to a very difficult juncture. We live in a world where we like to be pluralistic. We would much rather live and let live. And the Talmud is teaching us that sometimes you have to step up and say this is wrong, this should not be this way. Sometimes we have that responsibility for our family. Sometimes we have that responsibility for our city. And sometimes we have that responsibility for the world. Look at what happened with Boko Haram. One man decided he's going with a placard. And he kept saying how many days the girls are in captivity. And he kept the memory alive to the point that they finally had to go and fight. And they did free the girls. Now imagine if that person would not have done that. He would have come to heaven, and they would have said to him, you could have saved those 200 girls. You could have affected the world. Because the truth is that the world is taken to task here. The world can stop this evil from happening, and the world has a global responsibility. So now, if he could arouse the world, he did. You see, he did. So sometimes, and in today's world, you don't have to be the world leader in order to affect the world. All over the world now, they're showing this professor in Israel who was giving a class, and the baby started crying, and the mother, embarrassed, got up to leave, and the professor takes the baby in his hands, and all over the world, they're showing pictures of how the professor is giving class, holding the baby, calming him down. And he goes on to teach the class. So it's interesting to see how every media outlet takes it in their direction. One speaks about how this professor wouldn't let a woman just because she has children lose her education, and all kinds of nice thoughts, but the bottom line is, he has impacted the world in a positive way. He has moved the world forward. Today, the next professor that has a baby crying in his class will have more patience. The next time someone encounters similar scenarios, he has affected the world. And in today's day and age, we can affect the world.
That's the biggest question you raised to me here, is realize the capacity you have, and where you don't, where you do.
Right.
You may have a better capacity with the world than with your own kid.
Right.
Someone else, but to know that.
It's very hard. I'm saying that's what's very difficult. We read this line, and before we move on, we have to realize what a responsibility this has just given us. We have to discern when we can and when we cannot. And when we cannot, so then you got to be quiet. That's one of the big rules. You have to know when to be quiet.
Say maybe, let me just give an example. In my home country, we had a terror attack where we had around 68 people who were killed. The activists, they tried to speak about it, but the damages, you know, remained mammoth for the thing. It's been now 2 years since the whole incident happened. So what I'm trying to say is, I think it also depends on the powers that be.
I agree. No, sometimes it takes a lot of insight to know when to talk and when to be quiet.
When
I agree.
Killed in your family and when not.
Right, right. It's a very difficult call. You know, when they came to Rabbi Soloveitchik and they asked him to start protesting the Iron Curtain, so Rabbi Soloveitchik went to the experts and started asking them, how will this affect, will it endanger the Jews in Russia? what will happen? And the experts in political science told him that no, the way the world is working now, that type of pressure, protesting, will ultimately break down the Russian Empire. They will have to give in. They will have to give the Jews better treatment. And you see, they were right. So that's when Rav Soloveitchik encouraged his students to back the protest and be a part of it. It takes a lot of insight to know when you should talk and when you should be quiet.
Someone as great as that asked.
Yeah.
Said about people, you know, advisors, knowing that even if you're brilliant, you want to ask experts in the field. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. But today we can affect change. Today we have the tools. With mass media, with grassroots, you can do a lot. So today the question of what can I do for the world is a real question. That doesn't mean we have to be activists all the time, but it does mean we have to give a thought. And where we can affect change, we're responsible to affect change.
I talk about it, right? I talk about it. Not my job to complete.
Yeah.
To affect the world, but you can't just say.